Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So it's a wonderful Thursday morning on the phone. Right now, I've got the Regional Director of Beresford's. It's Mark Lawrenson. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Mike. How are you?
All the better for speaking to you on this lovely sunny day. Now, we're doing this thing where we contact professionals in the housing market this week. And this is the last phone call out of three that we're doing. So can I ask you just a few phone calls on how lockdown's affected you and what have you?
Yeah, of course. I mean, lockdown for us has been an interesting period, without a doubt. I think it has been for many people, but I think it's been a real time where we've seen kind of industry and businesses evolve.
So how was the business for the housing market just before lockdown?
We'd certainly seen a pickup. You know, as we came into this year, I think off the back of, you know, Brexit and, you know, the things that were going on at the end of last year politically, we certainly saw an increase in activity levels as we came into January. And those steadily continued to increase throughout January, February and into March before we entered that lockdown period.
Now, I know lockdown was quite severe. It must have put the brakes on that quite a bit for you.
It did. You know, I think it came around at such a kind of sharp point that, you know, it had kind of really seized all the momentum that had started to build as an industry, you know, in terms of how the housing market was moving, the level of people that were prepared to both sell and buy, and in terms of how everything was beginning to pick up with what looked like a very strong 2020 ahead.
Yeah.
But I think at that point, it was all about how the industry evolved, whilst obviously being very mindful of dealing with what's been quite a horrific pandemic.
So now the lockdown's being lifted. Have you seen it start to go back to the way it was before lockdown?
We have. You know, there was a surge when the government announced that the lockdown was lifted for our industry, you know, and gave that notice. We certainly saw a surge of inquiries started to come back through. Interestingly enough, throughout the lockdown period, you know, we very much saw there was still activity out there and people were still prepared to, you know, register, give their details, decide whether or not they were looking to buy or looking to sell, and all that information, you know, we were able to either do virtual business with, or we were able to hold on to until such point we could do the physical business. So once the lockdown lifted, we had quite a lot of physical demand that we'd kind of banked over that period that we were able to pick up on straight away. But then we also saw, you know, a significant increase in, again, the kind of activity levels and inquiries that were being received.
So do you think this lockdown will change your business slightly? How will it be going forward, do you think?
I think it will. You know, I think not just for our industries, you know, the world over will evolve as a result of this. But in terms of the kind of housing industry, it goes without saying that prior to lockdown and the way it was worked to how it will be there afterwards, you know, will be different. You know, what we were doing during the pandemic and having to adhere to the government guidelines isn't something that's all of a sudden just stopped. You know, that is going to be the foreseeable future. So, you know, the business model has had to adapt in terms of the offerings that we give, implementing many digital strategies, you know, that still enable the ability to generate that business, you know, with sometimes the reduced need for physical appointments. And I think the way in which we work, you know, will actually evolve forever as a result.
So you think Zoom and the likes of that will change things? Is it possible to do a viewing around Zoom? I can't see how that would be. I don't think you can do that, can you?
Doing a viewing around Zoom, yes and no. I mean, we were doing virtual valuations, you know, during the kind of lockdown.
Oh, really?
Yes, you would have a vendor from a property that would effectively FaceTime or Zoom call you, and they would walk around the property with their phone, you know, with one of our guys in the offices, and they were able to get a great feel for the property and then obviously have that conversation about the market, about the strategies we would adopt, about the pricing, you know, and all aspects of what we would do if we were physically in the property, we could still do virtually, and we continue to do that. In terms of the viewing side of it, I think the one thing that has become very apparent is that with the digital offerings that can be given now, the likes of video tours, 360-degree walkthroughs, you know, people are in a position where when they've seen a selection of properties they like, they can actually get such a great feel from those digital offerings before actually booking a physical viewing. So whereas normally they might go out and see 8 properties because they want to have a look around, you know, with that introduction of the digital aspect of what we can do, those 8 become 4.
Yeah.
They go out and see the 4 and they're still in a position to move forward with one of them. So it certainly will kind of increase productivity across the industry, I feel, but certainly in the way people work.
Now, if somebody's listening right now and they're looking to sell their property or trying to sell their property soon, what steps could they take? What information could they provide you with that would make it a bit more of a dream? For example, would you like them to take their own photographs? Would it be possible for them to hire a company to do their own 360-degree virtual walk around? And would that aid you in selling the property?
In terms of them doing it, it's something that as a company, and I think any agencies out there now are beginning to adopt, it's an offering that will come with the strategy that can be deployed in terms of marketing. You know, for us as a business, we're very much still, we've got the virtual valuations, we've got the physical valuations. We're very aware that for some people, lockdown is still on effectively, although it's been released. They may want to take that first step, but not have someone physically in the property at the minute. So yes, you know, being able to take those pictures, being able to give us their lifestyle points about that property. It's not the bedrooms, the reception rooms. It's how they live, how it makes them feel. It's the lifestyle aspect.
Yeah.
You know, being able to do that for us gives us that sense of being able to give them the valuation and also then discuss the demographic of people that we think would be introduced. So if it's still a virtual section that they want to do, we can certainly do that. And we can work with them on it, and they can take the photos. We had clients during lockdown doing videos for us. Great.
Oh, really? Fantastic.
Obviously, we can then add, where people are comfortable to do so, the professional aspect of that. We can come out and do all of that for them.
Fantastic. I mean, I don't know about you personally, but with me, whenever I've bought a house, I've always gone on the gut feeling that it gives me, the house gives me, as soon as I walk in. There's an old saying, you know your house without having to be told anything about it.
It is very true. You know, ultimately, the property sells itself. Is the lifestyle that you get from the property, from the area, and that comes with the feeling. And that's why I think with videos and with 360-degree walkthroughs, people can get a sense for the property, they can get a feeling for it, but you're right, they don't get that kind of gut feeling that they would get when they go around to it. But they can certainly reduce that need to go out and see 8 properties down to a selection of, as I say, 4, where when they walk in, they'll still then get that good feeling, and that's why they buy it. You know, the property in itself kind of sells itself.
Yeah.
But what you have to do, and what a good agent will do, and this is why it's important for the vendors to provide that information, is they sell the lifestyle, not the property itself.
Yeah.
You know, if we look at how the market's moving now and how people may go on to kind of have a work-life balance in the future, what's important to people probably wasn't important to them 6 months ago. You know, the lifestyle of how they live will have changed. Open spaces, country parks, having a study in the property, you know, gardens, all of those things as a result of what's happened during the kind of 3-4 months that we've been through, probably becoming ever more apparent than ever. With that connection then into locations, but people having to be on the doorstep for work isn't what it used to be anymore.
No, that's right. I mean, I think people have changed their mind completely about work now. Since they've had the time off, they've spent more time with the family. I've had a few friends go, well, hang on a minute, this isn't all bad. I mean, I've found things in life that I never knew existed before.
Yeah, and I think that's it. I think it's shown people what's important to them. You know, it's that kind of the way people operate of wishful thinking versus a wishful reality. You know, people's kind of goals, ambitions and hopes and dreams. And that's the same with the property market. Everyone has that kind of, you know, wishful thinking of what the properties they want to buy and what they want to go on to do. That, as a result of going through the past kind of 3 months, that wishful thinking has altered to what is now the wishful reality that people hope for and want to get.
So I'm going to ask you to get your crystal ball out now, just to finish off, if you'll excuse my turn of phrase. Do you see the next 6 months the property going up in value, or would you think it'll be just level for a while before everybody gets their full confidence back?
As you say, that is very much, you know, a crystal ball moment, and I wish I did have one of those and could have called many markets, you know, over the past kind of 10 to 15 years, and you know, I think I'd be the most sought after person within the industry if you were able to truly predict that.
Yeah.
You know, I think as we look ahead, there's no doubt that there are going to be, you know, tough periods over the coming months, but what is clear to us is that, you know, people's want to own their own home has not changed. You know, it is the whole Englishman's home is his castle. That is our demographic. That is how we work, you know, as a kind of nation. And that has been shown since we come out of lockdown, that people still want to either A, get on the property ladder as first-time buyers, B, move up the property ladder. But now, as a result of what's gone on, as I say, people are now reassessing, you know, where they want to live. So that has stimulated the market as well. People looking to move further out into Essex where they wouldn't have before, as opposed to wanting to be right on the cusp of Greater London. And that means Greater London buyers are beginning to push out. With that kind of newfound want to live a certain way, I think that will continue to drive the market. And I think we're still certainly seeing, you know, a demand out there. But as a result, people that maybe hadn't have thought they wanted to sell before, now as a result of the past 3 months, have maybe, as I say, reassessed where they are and what they want out of where they live and that lifestyle, and are now considering moving. And I think economically, whilst people are in a position to do it, that won't change.
Yeah. Mark, that very insightful. Thank you so much for coming on the show and just talking to us about this. And fingers crossed, the property market goes through the roof and you get loads and loads of people through your front door tomorrow morning.
That'd be fantastic if we do. That'd be fantastic.